Now, new figures show that more than 84,000 children and adolescents are waiting for a public dental assessment or treatment around the country. The HSE assessments are carried out by public health dental teams, which visit primary schools, and the Irish Dental Association has described these waiting list figures as shocking. And I've been hearing more about this story from our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Well, these are the HSE assessments carried out by public health dental teams which visit primary schools. Usually they might be looking at first years, fourth years or sixth years, usually three times during their period. And these are figures which show that there's over 84,000 children and adolescents waiting for a public dental assessment or treatment around the country. And these figures were secured by Fianna Fáil Health spokesperson Stephen Donnelly under a parliamentary question. And we can see, I mean, the areas with the largest delays are in, firstly, Carlow, Kilkenny, South Tipperary, Waterford, Wexford. Those areas, 22,900 waiting. Then also Cavan, Monaghan, Sligo, Leitrim with 18,500 waiting. And Laois, Offaly, Longford, Westmeath with 12,900 waiting.
Now, we're used to hearing about, you know, people waiting on an outpatient basis for all kinds of other treatments in our hospital. But in terms of dental treatment, particularly in, you know, children who are growing and adolescents whose permanent teeth are growing. So once they're an adult, their teeth are fixed in their mouth. What's the impact all of this is having in the real world?
Yes, well, I've been speaking to Dr. Gillian Smith from the Irish Dental Association about the consequences for children and adolescents having to wait.
I see children on a regular basis in pain, with swelling and infection, who are on repeated antibiotics to try and address their dental health issues, which, had it been picked up sooner, had we seen the child when it was a small cavity, we could have easily treated. As a result, now the children who are in pain, possibly nervous of the dentist because of this pain and swelling, are needing to be referral for a general anaesthetic to have treatment. And we're putting the state through a massive cost, we're putting the child through a risky procedure, and the bottom line is all of it is unnecessary. Dental disease is preventable.
There's dental disease, Fergal, and then there's also the issue of dental treatment braces and for dental corrections. And so in all of these, what are parents experiencing, those who can't afford to pay privately and are relying on the state to provide their children with dental care?
I mean, it is very difficult, both physically and then socially, and the other problems that come along. I've been speaking to Georgina Doyle from Baltinglass and Wicklow about her daughter, Emily, who's been on the orthodontic waiting list since 2016.
Emily is 17. She's currently in her Leaving Cert year. She's waiting to have braces fitted. She would have been first seen in 2012 and had teeth removed in 2013 in preparation for braces to be fitted. She went on to the list then in 2016. She suffers with overcrowding, so that's kind of common. She would be quite conscious in photographs and stuff. It's very frustrating because you just don't know when it's going to come, and the fear I would have is when she turns 18, she's aged out of any treatment that they may have planned to do.
So those are the fears of one family. What have the HSE said in response to these figures, Fergal?
Well, the HSE said that almost 1 million children up to and including 15 years are eligible for these free dental services. Now, it said that it's targeting preventative and treatment services. They involve identifying those with the greatest needs and the highest risk of dental disease. And they say that in excess of 95% of children are screened and offered follow-up treatment.
Fergal, thank you.